Semantic Zoom lets you zoom out of a view to show a summary of the app's content. Instead of a simple optical zoom, Semantic Zoom can group data alphabetically, by category, or chronologically. And you can display additional info about each group, such as number of items, or number of games played, results, or scores. To implement Semantic Zoom in JavaScript, first group your data. For example, by using a winjs.binding.list and creating groups. On your HTML page, add the Semantic Zoom control and add two list view controls, one for the zoomed out view and one for the zoomed in view. Then add code to create the control for each view. Both the zoomed out and zoomed in views use the groups that you created. Now your users can quickly navigate around your app. Be sure to check out the quick starts for Semantic Zoom to see the complete details. Thanks for joining us for One Dev Minute.